a little bit retro. Now, it's just coming up to 10 past 12, and I'm really pleased. I've been speaking to great local businesses and people in Brentwood. And don't forget, the show is not just listened to in Brentwood, it's listened to all over the place. So I'm very pleased to be joined by Claire McInnes, who is from Beautiful Things. So, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you enjoying the nice sunshine at the moment?
I am. I've actually just come indoors. I've been sitting in my garden enjoying virtual craft club this morning.
Excellent. Now, tell us about Beautiful Things.
Okay, well, Beautiful Things is an online and in-person business. So we have a studio down in Ingrays in Brentwood where we run in-person classes for all sorts of different crafts. But earlier on last year, we actually branched out and did some online stuff as well, which is great. Obviously, we are able to utilise that currently. And yeah, we're just all about getting people crafting and enjoying different crafts for various different reasons, either with us or at home.
Now, what did you call it earlier?
Crafting through Corona.
I love that. It's got to be, got to get that trending. Got to get it trending. So
It's already a hashtag on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, brilliant. So if people, do people necessarily have to buy stuff in, or can they use stuff they've got at home?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously for our regular classes, then yes, we do. But I've had to completely branch out and completely change the way I do things at the moment. And I'm very much having to think about what people are likely to have in their house already. Certainly with some of the kids stuff that I've been doing over the last couple of weeks, we've been using toilet roll tubes and all sorts of bits and bobs that you might have lying around the house, and we've done a lot of kind of scrap busting sewing projects. I know lots of people who do so get lots of bits and pieces left over that they sit on and hoard, so we've been looking at scrap busting projects.
So if people want to sort of get involved, are you doing something on a daily basis where people can maybe go onto Facebook? Is it a Facebook Live, or is it YouTube tutorials, or a little bit of both?
I'm doing sort of a little bit of everything, to be fair. I'm doing a free kids class every Monday morning, which is on Facebook. We've got a virtual craft club on Monday night and Thursday mornings. That's via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing weekly actual, proper pucker sewing classes, which are limited in how many people can join us, and they're via Zoom. But you can find out all the details about those on our website and also on our Facebook groups and pages. And then we've got a free Facebook group, which is really busy at the moment. Loads of people are, posting ideas for things that they can make and links to different tutorials. Lots of my ladies have been doing sort of free tutorials on YouTube. And it's just a really kind of buzzy atmosphere in that group at the moment. And we've actually made it a corona-free zone.
Mm.
So we don't talk about anything, that's negative or sad or anything around the virus. It's all very much a happy kind of bubble, a little crafty bubble where you can go to escape what's going on currently.
Yeah, it's very strange as well when you think about it, because we've all been moaning about sort of social media and we don't interact with real people anymore.
Yes.
Up until the point of the coronavirus happening, and now
we're actually
communicating more through social media, but in a different way. So it's very strange how it's kind of reversed itself.
It has, and it is hard because, I've got lots of my, I'll say my ladies, and we're not women only, but it's predominantly most of the people that come to me for classes and take part in my groups are women, and quite a few of them are slightly older, the older generation, and they're not necessarily as technologically savvy as some of the youngsters that are taking part. So we've had to, really think about that and have Zoom lessons and actually teach people how to use Zoom and how to get online and how to access these courses. And they've been a bit nervous at first, but majority of them have really embraced it and they're actually really enjoying it. And it's great because it's bringing together people that potentially wouldn't normally come together.
Yeah.
It's certainly opened up my offering to a much wider audience. I mean, the craft club we had this morning, we had people there from Scotland and Australia.
Yeah.
And, various different places around the country and around the world. And it's lovely because it's not just opening up my business to Brentwood and the surrounding areas. It's really opening it up. worldwide. To a much wider audience, yeah. Which is lovely.
Now, if people want to find out more, you are on Facebook, so give out the details.
Yes, I've got a Facebook page and also a website. All of my classes and things are listed on the website. Facebook page is there. But what we've also got is a Facebook group, and that's called BTHQ, which basically stands for Beautiful Things Headquarters. And that's the group where it's basically like a constant club. You can share anything crafty, you can chat to other crafty people, and it's just a really good place to basically hang out.
And no shortage of toilet rolls, I wouldn't think.
Toilet roll, because there must be quite a few tubes now.
Yeah. Might better make a car out of them or something, probably, because there have been certain people that have been buying, I don't know whether they've used them all, but there were, at the beginning of this, there was a lot of people buying toilet rolls, and then you're like going, well, where's my crafting stuff, because there's nothing there.
I think as well, it's a box of stuff. I've seen lots of really good tutorials that parents have kind of, what things they've made out of cardboard boxes, that they've had their Amazon deliveries, yeah. And things. They've kept the boxes and they've been making like giant igloos and forts in their children's bedrooms and all sorts of really creative ideas.
If you are stuck for something to do, days bleed into another day, it's always a great idea to go and have a look online, as Claire said, and get involved. And there'll be stuff at home, even if you can't afford to, you know, people are on a bit of a budget at the moment, you can't afford to get some crafting stuff in. There's stuff you can still do with a pen, pencil and a little bit of paper.
Absolutely. We had a really good workshop we did last week called Playing with Paint, and it was just a nominal £2.50 donation to take part. Mm. We had about 25 people, and I just basically said, grab together any kind of paint that you might have. It doesn't matter whether they're watercolours, acrylics or what, any kind of paint, any kids' paint, and just some paper and a brush, and we just, all of us just played, and it was really lovely at the end of it to see all the really nice pieces of artwork that people had come up with, and it was just a really nice time to just zone out for a couple of hours.
Yes, definitely. Wishing you all the best, and don't forget, again, give a shout out for the Facebook page.
Yeah, the Facebook page, or the group, is BTHQ, and the page is Craft Classes at Beautiful Things.
Lovely. Great to speak to you, and you keep on doing the good work, Claire.
And you, Michelle. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye. That's great. Don't forget, do check that out. There's loads of stuff going on in Brentwood.